Blog Talk Radio.
I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to.
My name is Larry O'Connor.
Fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Not a whole lot going on.
We on the network?
We're on the network.
Cletus.
What's going on?
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow. That was
fucking
intense. Nor can more.
You should have been more specific.
Patriot Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
It's fine. Not. It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the Troll Wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the Troll Wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ. Turn them off! These people are idiots.
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Fits the bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up!
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Is that Vincent the gay or what?
Vince
is gay. The gay
bay. Vince is not gay.
That's right.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vince at the bay.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Vince is a slum troll.
For thine is a kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Yarrimey!
Amen.
Yahoo!
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh my God.
Caller 870, you there, sir? Or ma'am?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Well, I was just wondering, I'm looking in this chat room right now, and I have no idea what is going on.
Well,
this is so offensive.
I'm sorry, what's unfortunate is that, people that are anti-capitalist are going to come in here, they want to have bread lines, they want to have everything given to them by the government, and because a realist like myself comes in, and doesn't give two craps about the Poe in America or anything of that nature, this is what I get, sir, and it's unfortunate. If you're a capitalist listening in for some business commentary, I'm sorry. Barrel roll! Anyway, a 1111, are you there?
Yeah.
What the hell is this? Hey, are you there, you little pipsqueak? Are you listening in? Hey, I'm talking to you. Get that pornographic material off of my radio show. Get it off. Are you there, son? Yeah, just get this idiot off, man. Get him off! I mean, you see, this is what I get out here. I'm sitting out here shooting the public pearls. I got some, sounds like some 14-year-old peach fuzz on the balls having adolescent asshole calling me up, playing some nonsense on the telephone, some kind of pornographic material. And I'm supposed to, you know, what? What am I supposed to do? I don't get it. What exactly am I supposed to do? We got 817. You there?
Yo, Ghost, how you doing, bro? This is Bill Wagner.
How's it going, man?
Not a troll. American Dad, Bill Wagner, guy I've known you a long time. We both have this troll problem forever. Fuck
Bill Wagner, or this is the Bill Wagner?
The real Bill Wagner. Screw these goddamn trolls.
You're the ass clown who brought all these trolls.
No. Someone told me to come in here, and I looked at it, and I was like, oh my freaking goodness, not you, no, not you getting hit with the same crap.
You know what, Bill? I don't believe you, man. I'm sorry, I don't believe you, Bill. I'm going to put you on mute for a second. I don't believe you, all right? I mean, ever since you came on the scene in Blog Talk Radio, all of a sudden, my show has been bombarded with all these stupid memes and all this barrel roll and, you know, and all this, you know, over 9,000 different ideas here. And I don't understand. They keep saying that they're a part of the Bill Wagner crew. You know, I mean, what the hell is that about, Bill? What are you doing? What are you saying on your show? I've never listened to your show before. I'm going to be completely honest. I just know you through, you know, the garbage they say about you on YouTube, which is kind of funny, by the way, but the garbage they say about you on YouTube. But at the same time, there's a YouTube video out there that says a speech about you that says, the Bill Wagner crew is with me, and we're going to continue to make havoc, or something of that nature. So I mean, you know, what gives, Bill? You know, and another thing, there's a video out there of you and me. You know, I mean, I took a call from you one time, like 2 years ago, and there is a call of you and me together as if we're big chums or something. And I mean, can you explain what's going on, Bill? Because, I mean, I don't know you. I've never trolled you. I don't even listen to other Blog Talk Radio shows, and I know that breaks other Blog Talk Radio hosts' hearts, but I don't listen to other Blog Talk Radio shows, so what gives, man?
Here's the deal, brother.
Go ahead.
For one, and this Bill Wagner crew has nothing to do with me. They just take my name for some reason. Instead of the Ghost crew, it's the Bill Wagner crew, okay? That's the only thing, okay? And two, I'm on stupid face crack Facebook, and my photo's on there, so they get ammunition to go out there and take my photo and go, oh, hi, oh, good. You talk about Americans, okay? You talk about these little kids nowadays. You talk about this youth we have today. What are these youth doing today? What are they doing? What are they doing? What are we doing? What are we doing with our country? We, you know, I'm with you, man.
I'm trying. You know what, Bill? I've been trying for 5 years to wake up America politically. They're not going to wake up politically. All we can do is economic stuff at this point in time, and hopefully give these kids an avenue to make some cash, and that's all I can think of.
They don't want to do anything. What do? They sit around here. Look, this is the middle of the day. Right now it's 2:42 p.m. West Coast time. And here we are. These people are calling in and harassing the hell out of you for whatever reason. They think they're freaking funny or getting their lols or whatever the hell they call
it. Why did they do it in your name? Can you explain that to me?
I have no goddamn clue other than the fact that I have a Facebook picture. That is it. Maybe I'm funny to them. Maybe I'm there. I have no idea. Maybe because I'm a email guy because I work on the internet. I am clueless, brother. I am clueless.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm in direct correlation with you here because of the stupid... whoever posts these YouTube videos about me, I don't appreciate it, but then they
what
post
about my
one
kids?
With... What?
What about my kids? You see the ones with my kids?
I haven't seen it, man. I'm just saying, though, man. They post these things. They correlated me with you. And let me tell you, I've gotten emails from, you know, Spam Haas and all those other people because I'm correlated with you as if I'm some sort of, weird, precarious character. So what the hell gives?
I did one thing I consider good for this country, and that was help stimulate the economy. That's what I did. And because of that, certain groups, like that you just mentioned, Spam House, they're from the United Kingdom. And they are very anti-American. They're one of the kind of companies that want to destroy the way our American way of living is. So anything Spam House does to you is complete, utter crap, number one, okay? The rest of it, this stuff on here, the internet, you said something earlier, you said what to be scared of, okay? Let me tell you something, my friend. I'm glad you never put yourself out there as an actual real person. I put my name out there. I said, yeah, I'm Bill Wagoner, okay? And so obviously they knew where to look. They look on C-SPAN, they look wherever, and they saw my testimony. They see me in front of the federal government trying to do stuff about things. And, you know, etc. You did not put your name out there, thank God, or you would be freaking everywhere. Your family would be attacked, everything. My family's been attacked. I'm not bitching, okay? I'm not complaining on some little wimpy-ass girl. I'm telling you that I have nothing to do with these people. The only thing I'm trying to do is trying to help this economy, trying to help people understand that, look, we have to do something. We have to get organized. We have to do something to wake the hell up in this country to understand that there's nothing else. You got to wake up, man. You got to wake up. These people are...
You know, everybody in the chat room is saying that that you brought them here, man.
Dude, I didn't even... Ken Moore IN'd me on Skype and said, oh, my God, Ghost is getting trolled like a maniac. And so I just go, okay. I logged in and go, okay, man, you know, holy crap. I saw this, and I called in and said, whoa, holy moly. And that's why I called in, because I support what you're saying. I believe it full-heartedly. I didn't, and that, another thing, too, I don't go around other BTR shows either. I barely do. I went to a couple to listen, but to be frank, it makes me sick. It makes me sick. I mean, everybody's fighting all, ooh, it's all a bunch of games. Let's get to the point. Let's get right to the point.
Did you just say Debbie Daly?
We're on the network.
Yeah.
Well, that's another person that has called me up and emailed me up and said, you know, certain things.
They call themselves the Bill Wagoner Group. They're the typical American kids you're talking about today, the typical American youth. No job, no life. Living off mommy and daddy, freaking doing whatever the hell they're doing, playing their goddamn Xboxes, whatever the hell they're doing, I don't know. But I tell you what, Blog Talk Radio sure as hell ain't doing anything about it, and they won't listen.
I don't know who to believe. I don't know what to think, what to say. I mean, all I'm trying to do is, you know, hook people up with some, you know, with some money-making opportunities, and there I've got the Bill Wagoner crew. Do you understand this is a sick game that's going on here, Bill? It's a sick game, man.
All I'm trying to do is,
you know, put a broadcast out there for people to learn from so they don't have to sit on their fat asses and complain that I ain't got no opportunity because my kids and all this other crap. And lo and behold,
right.
I've got, you know, Bill Wagoner crew, you know, shoved so far up my anal passage. I mean, why don't you just tell them to take about 10 steps away from my freaking butt crack already, Bill? People are idiots. They're all idiots.
Merci de nous rappeler.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're
on the network.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Yeah.
everybody. This is Bay. Bay. Miss B? Ha ha! Alright. Sorry about that late start and long intro there, but it was warranted. I should have probably pushed my start time back a little bit, but I didn't. good time. Welcome everybody in the chat room. Iconoclast DX, Ken Bohr, Foxy, and Raven. 667. Anywho, let's bring on Ken Bohr. Ken Bohr, what'd it do?
Not much. Well, you know.
All right. Nothing. I'm late again.
I love the intros.
Yeah. Well, I knew I was going to be late, so I made an extra long one. And then he ended up being extra, extra late. So even the intro couldn't really save me. But thanks everybody for hanging in there. The chat room is open now, folks. The chat room, once again, is open. Big ups to Constantine, Iconoclast PX, Ken Bohr, Moxie, and Raven 667. Great to have you here on the program. It's Wednesday night mega show edition of Disorderly Conduct. I don't know what the fuck that means. Anywho, yeah. Hope you enjoyed that long intro. Ghost and squared off with some serious trollage earlier. And then Bill Wagoner came through, and you heard part of it right there. Sounds like the ghost has been found by the BWC. Doesn't matter what ghost talks about. He tries to talk like he's like fucking Kramer from Mad Money or whatever. And it just doesn't matter. The trolls are what feed him. The trolls are what make him. Right. Anywho, Vince in the Bay here with you. Yeah. Just hanging out. Thinking of some more music here. I'm still getting situated here in the studio. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm on my cell phone right now. And I want to get my Skype deal hooked up. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And while I'm doing that, let's do, what should we do? Let's do, get fired up here, huh? You guys want to get fired up? I know how to get Moxie fired up.
Never lie, and if you're evil, I'll forgive you bye-bye, 'cause There you have it. It's Vince of the Bay, back here with Ken Miller, and also the lovely Moxie.
How's it going?
So much better now that you're here.
Oh, well, thank you, darling. I like that tunage. That was a good song.
I had to find some way to lure you onto my program.
Yes, that's exactly how you do it. It, for some reason, it makes me think of just being in a parking lot in Hollywood, treating glaucoma and dancing with random people that, you know, were there. I don't know why.
It's very evocative of that. I agree.
Yes. So
all right.
Still...
Hey, Goofy Melon, what a deal,
yeah.
Bro. Glad to see you in the chat room, bro. Sorry I didn't call on your show earlier. I was busy, but I did catch part of it. You're hanging out with your homies, and it was great. It was good to hear you in your element. And, you know, Goofy's good at what he does. You guys should check it out. Alrighty then. All right, we're going to keep getting fired up here. This is for Raven 667. A little bit of everything. We'll be right back.
It's time to work. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Every death is an abrupt one. Every cop is a corrupt one. If you ain't got no cash, up in the trust fund. Every cat with a gat wanna bust one. Every guest wanna plus one. Every tenement's a penitent. So every tribe, man, is innocent. Time served should be the sentence spent. Everybody wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pimped. Every time I spin, I'm finna rip. Every cancer's a homicide. Every boss better run and hide. Every human is some kinder black. Every visa got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every touch is involuntary. Every inmate won't commissary. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking everything. Everything. And when we come, we taking everything.
Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody, so you. to disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey. Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. In the Bay. I'm back here with Moxie and Ken Moa. We just heard a track there entitled Everything by, it was performed by Street Sweeper Social Club featuring Boots Riley on vocals and Tom Morello on guitar. Street Sweeper Social Club. Good times. Good times. I'm Vincent the Bay back here with you taking your calls. At 347-826-7667. Whew. So that was pretty epic earlier, listening to Ghost and Wags go at it. Do you think Ghost really does not listen to any other Blog Talk hosts?
I think he's a troll.
Ghost?
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't call into other shows. You think he just listens to the other shows, but he doesn't call in?
He's trolling people through his own show. He doesn't need to go to anyone else's.
Yeah, it's true. They come to him.
Mm-hmm. It was funny. It was a good time.
I thought it was hilarious. I couldn't stop laughing.
And there were, at one point, I think 150-some people in the chat.
Really?
I wasn't even there.
I heard the archive. In fact, I think I started doing a show. Was I doing my show when that was happening?
No, that was after.
I don't even know what was happening. I missed it.
It was funny.
Epic.
Good times, man.
Sorry, Moxie, but guess what? Guess what's happening?
Patriot Greg.
Oh, okay.
Am I Patriot Gregging?
No.
How about you, Ken Moore? Ken Moore? Oh my God, we lost Ken.
Oh shit.
Patriot Greg.
I love that guy. He's fucking awesome.
He's so funny. You know what? I'm eating popcorn. Are you sure I'm Patriot Gregging?
No, now you're fine.
Okay. I'm not downloading, any porn or anything, so.
Oh, you know what? It might be me. See, the thing is, when it sounds like you're Patriot Gregging, it could be me just, my bandwidth fucked up and I'm receiving your signal all Patriot Greg-ish, but you're really, in reality, just fine. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Like, when we play everything back, like, there'll be all these Patriot Greg moments that won't exist in the archive.
No, it just looks like we're talking about Patriot Greg a lot.
Yeah, and people are just like, why the fuck do they keep talking about Patriot Greg?
So obsessed with that dude.
And they don't really say anything about him. They just say his name. But it's become like an adjective. I don't understand it. Like Google. He should be happy. Dude, that guy should be stoked. Like, that's what everybody, strives for, is their name become an adjective, right?
Yes, or we can verb it as well.
Is that what I'm going for?
Patriot Gregging.
Yeah, whatever, a verb. Well, Googling, is that a verb or isn't it? That's a verb, right?
That's a verb.
Yeah, okay. Okay, let me revise and extend my remarks here. You know what I'm saying.
It's both.
Whatever.
It can be a
347-826-7667 is Vincent the Bay. Oh, you know what? Ken Moore was taking a leak. My bad. Icano says we all sound fine. Thank you, Icano. It's nice to have the updates once in a while, just because you know how testy BTR is. It's always testy with me.
Patriot Greg.
You missed it earlier tonight, I think, Vince.
What?
the Jew was talking Billy Wags, and the Jew just out of nowhere just kept saying Patriot Greg. Well, Billy Wags was lost.
Yeah, he has no. Yeah, he doesn't understand.
The Jew tried to explain.
You know what I noticed is I waited, when I was in the chat room, I said, hey, Patriot Greg. And Wags wrote in the chat room, oh, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, Greg?
Patriot Greg.
He thought that, like, Patriot Greg was in the chat room and I was saying, what's up to him?
You know what's so funny is that it could have been Old Rooter. Because that was our first safe word.
Oh.
And then Old Rooter called in, remember? So we had to change
it.
Well,
you know what? I'll tell you, if nothing else, the one thing that's being debunked resoundingly, I think we can all agree, is that the whole I've heard people say that Ghost and Bill Wagoner are the same guy, and I think that pretty much debunks that rumor.
Oh,
I've heard
the
same thing about Ghost. I've heard the same thing about Ghost and Old Rooter. Actually, I've heard that more. Yeah, that
yeah.
one I've heard more. That one I've heard more. But I did hear the Wags Ghost thing for a little while, just because you would never hear them together, and well, that just kind of proved right there. Whatever. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you been? Haven't seen you for a while. Welcome to the show.
Patriot Greg.
He was not Patriot Gregging for me.
I thought I was.
No.
Anyways.
Hello?
Larry?
Hey. Larry.
My name's Larry O'Connor.
Yeah, we know. We know, Larry.
Aren't you doing a show right now, Larry? You fucking
do this.
Loser. Why do you cheat on your own show with me and Moxie and Ken over here?
My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, he's going right for your heart.
I know. He's a married man, though. He's married, so he can't have me.
Wow. I want to thank our loyal gathering of listeners we have here, Goofy Bone, Iconoclast TX, Ken Miller, Moxie, and Raven 667. I'm going to check my email real quick. God damn it, there's so many goddamn tabs on this stupid fucking Firefox piece of shit. I'll join you folks in the chat room momentarily. Why don't you rock out for a second? I'll be right back.
be better. Can't be satisfied. Trying to worry me, baby, but I never enough.
Is not gay. Is that Vince from the Bay? And so now your Vince is not gay because everybody thinks that because you're from the Bay, you're gay.
Man.
I don't know. What's that about, Vince?
Oh man. I hope. Well, yeah. I don't know. I was gonna say, well, it's a shame if he's not happy. So I assume that.
No, I'm pretty sure he's talking about the other gay.
Man, that's sad, man. It don't even matter, man.
Saying that he's not. I don't think.
Really don't, player. If they was tripping off you being from the Bay, making speculation, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm sure it probably matters to him if he's not gay and he's trying to get the ladies and people be thinking he's gay. That's not good.
Right.
But if, you know, if you're gay, be gay. But you're not gay.
Yeah.
And that's why you're saying you're not gay. So,
yeah
you don't want to be thought of as gay if you're not gay, because that kind of messes up your game a little bit.
Yeah.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Excuse me.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay, in the Bay. Welcome to the lovely and talented news lady. Ladies and gentlemen, is joining us in the chat room right now, at home with Victoria. That's right. Check her out. She's always got some wild guest lined up on her program. She does her show at a decent hour. And in fact, kids, we need to everybody kind of needs to chill out and relax. We got to class this thing up a little bit because the news lady's here. So let's pretend like this is a real radio broadcast here for a little while. Anywho, thank you, Goofy Bone, for coming through. Iconoclast TX, Kenmore, Moxie, Raven, 667, and Thunder Dad. Good times. So, yeah, it's been a long time since I've had the news lady in my chat, much less on the air. It'd be it'd be amazing if she could call in and give us the news, maybe. I have the music lined up and everything, news lady. All you have to do is come on, read like one breaking news story, and you can go away. I know you're busy, I know you do this for a living, but you can like sass it or sex it up all you want. Because, hey, Kenmore?
Hey, Chet, Greg.
And that's not audio quality. That's more just like you're touching your microphone. And it's apparently very sensitive. So I'm going to mute you.
Wait, what's he touching?
We'll come back. Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Why? What do you want him to touch?
No, I zoned out for a second. I was reading something on a different webpage.
Hey, we can make this happen, Moxie, if you want.
No, thank you. I only do that with Lots
sure?
of Cunts. Where's Lots of Cunts?
I know. We haven't heard from Lots of Cunts in a while. Lots of Cunts, you need to call in if you're listening out there. Anybody knows Lots of Cunts, have him or her call in. I don't even remember. Was it a guy or a girl? It was a guy, right?
Yeah, allegedly.
It sounded like him, at least.
It sounded like a youngish guy, you know?
Yeah but old enough. That's legal. He's legal, though, right?
Well, I sure hope so.
That's right, baby.
I like him young, though.
I know you do. That's right.
Yeah, like mid-20s. That's perfect for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're sliding into hour number two here. Yeah, the first hour was One Angry Jew Free, ladies and gentlemen, just for you. That's right. Hey, guess who's here?
Who's here?
You'll never guess.
Nature Boy.
Patriot Greg.
Oh, in the chat. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. No, Moxie, your audio is breaking up. I don't. Oh, you mean Patriot Greg is in the chat. Oh, I see. Oh, great. Hey, Patriot Greg, what's going on? And we salute you, sir.
Patriot Greg.
You're the man. Call in, Patriot Greg. Come on, dude. Don't make us ridicule you here on the air. You got to defend yourself, bro. We'll tone down the vernacular for you, if that's what you need. Because I know he storms off in a huff quite a bit because he's offended by the language. So Moxie, you be on your best behavior tonight, okay?
Okay, I'll try.
Let's see if we can't get Patriot Greg to stick around. First of all, Patriot Greg, did you hear the intro to the show? We find out if Patriot Greg heard the intro to the show.
I don't think he was. Well, he wasn't in the chat, and we didn't have any guests.
Oh.
He's going to have to go to the archive, I think.
No, I got it for him here. I got it for him. The people in the second hour that missed the first hour, I'm not going to play the whole 15-minute thing. I'm just going to play that one clip. It's like 2 minutes. Oh, my God. I have so many fucking goddamn shit. All right. Give me a second here, folks. All right. Here. Check this out. Patriot Greg, don't go anywhere, dude. This is just for you. This is how I'm starting my show out every day, just like him. Blessing the show and the archives. It's the smart man. A little tip of the hat, wag of the finger, jiggle of my schlong to Patriot Greg right here on Disorderly Conduct. I shall return.
I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show.
Wait, that's kind of loud, huh? Let's try this volume here. All right. Here you go, Patriot Greg.
I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this
Hello.
Channel that you have given us to
My name's Larry O'Connor.
Fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
not a whole lot going on.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
That was major.
Nor can more.
You should have been more specific.
Patriot Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
It's fine. Not. It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the Troll Wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the Troll Wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ. Turn them off! These people are idiots.
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Bitch of the Bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up!
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Is that Vincent the Gay or what?
Vince is not gay.
That's right.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Vince is a slop troll.
For thine is a kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Yarrayme!
Amen.
Yahoo!
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
Represent the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh my God.
Merci de nous rappeler.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Thank you.
on the network.
Debbie?
Vince?
Debbie, are we on the network?
We're on the network. Rod, Victor? Vic?
All right.
Vince?
All right. Hey, hey, Debbie, hang on a second. I got a call here. 111, go ahead. You're on the air.
Vince of the Bay?
Oh, fuck.
How are
what
you
the
tonight,
fuck are you doing
friend?
Here? I thought you changed networks, bro. What the hell are you doing here? Aren't you contractually obligated to stay on the Debbie Daly Network and the Debbie Daly Network?
Well, he is not contractually obligated to do shit, Vince of the Bay. This is Diesel Kilgore, Ric Flair's official representative, and you shut the hell up, you son of a bitch. And you too, Maxie. You Moxie, you dumbass. You got me all flustered out of here. Ric Flair, go ahead. Talk to these idiots.
Thank you very much, Diesel Kilgore. Vince of the Bay, I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here with you tonight, Vince of the Bay. How are you doing? How have things been going in your little break from the Nature Boy?
Oh, actually, it's been great. I've got the best ratings of I've ever got on my show, actually.
Well, that's
actually,
good. That's good.
People have been saying, hey, it's like the old show. It's great. It's fun. It's like fresh again. I've got a lot of compliments.
It's because
of
us,
not
because of you.
Yeah, a lot of positives.
Yeah, it's fresh again because of us and because of my great friend, my new friend. That's right. She is the president of the Network of Love, the Network of Power, the Network of Hope, the Debbie Daly Network, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. The Debbie Daly Network. Everyone say it with me. Say it with me now.
The Debbie.
Debbie.
Daly.
Network.
Network. Network.
Doesn't that just sound great? Yes. Network.
Network.
Nature Boy.
And a liar.
Nature
Debbie
Boy.
Debbie Daly, is that you?
Nature Boy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
All right, we're on the network.
How are you doing, Moxie? You can't fool me now, you bitch.
We're on the network.
You can't fool me.
We're on the network.
I'm a troll.
You wish you were on a network. That's how it's going to be after February 1st. You're going to wish you had a network, but the only person with a real network
Oro?
Is Debbie Daly.
Oro?
That's right, Debbie. Debbie Daly. I am speaking out for Debbie tonight in her absence. Yes, she is not here tonight, but I am here to speak out on her behalf.
I want to put my dick in her ass.
You, hey, you have a red card there, buddy. You have a red card. That type of language is not allowed on the network.
Who, me? Your old
yeah, man? You, buddy. Yeah, you.
What about this
you better
tonight?
Watch there, buddy. You have a red card. This
a
is
troll.
The sheriff. Sheriff, that's right. I make the laws here on the Debbie Daly Network.
What's wrong with
you
being friends
will
with
abide
God
by
asshole.
My laws, or you will not be allowed on the network. Do you understand?
Yeah, dude.
That goes for you. That goes for everybody. That goes for Bill Wagner. Bill Wagner.
Debbie.
Stub.
Bam.
Stub you. I trusted you. And you.
Debbie.
You.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Debbie?
We're on the network! Isn't this nice,
that's
Oro?
Right. You
were on the you know
Heavy
Marijuana
Bay.
Hour. That's Rick, you know what Vince in the Bay actually really did? He turned his show into a 1965 radio ripoff show. He actually really did that.
Yeah, he
did.
Went
all
did.
And
that
all wired.
All his little music in the background and everything.
It's so funny, Nature Boys, on Vince in the Bay show. Listen, we're gonna simulcast.
That's right, we're gonna simulcast it live, ladies and gentlemen. The fall of Vince in the Bay and the glorious appearance of the Debbie Daly Network. In high definition, that is, ladies and gentlemen. HD! Vince in the Bay,
we have a Reuter on the line.
He's not even a Jew, man.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Patriot Greg.
What is happening? Vince of the Bay is a psycho, ladies and gentlemen.
After the worst recession most of us have ever known, the stock market has come roaring back. Corporate profits are up. The economy is growing again. I've seen it in the shuttered windows of once booming factories, in the vacant storefronts on once busy main streets. I've heard it in the frustrations of Americans who've seen their paychecks dwindle or their jobs disappear. Steel mills that once needed 1,000 workers can now do the same work with 100. But we have never measured progress by these yardsticks alone. We measure progress by the success of our people, of Google and Facebook. And yes, we know that some of them are gay. Let us serve them as well as they've served us by giving them the equipment they need, things like computer chips and GPS. We need to get behind this innovation. And to help pay for it, I'm asking Congress to eliminate the billions in taxpayer dollars we currently pass on to our children. I don't know if you've noticed, but they're doing just fine on their own. And yes, we know that some of them are gay. I think I can help them, and I need to try. I'm not sure how we'll reach that better place beyond the horizon, but I know we'll get there. I know we will. We do big things. Our destiny remains our choice. And tonight, more than two centuries later, it's because of our people, and yes, we know that some of them are gay, that our future is hopeful. Our journey goes forward, and the state of our union is strong. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
Bush and Hussein together in bed, giving H-E-A-D head. Y'all motherfuckers heard what we said. Billions made and millions dead. Dead.
There we go.
Dead.
Come on.
Dead.
Come on.
Work it out. Hit it up. Work it out. Hit it up. Work it out. Hit it up.
The bombs over, you know the outcast hit, and they really want you to hate you dead. When just the
other day they made him head. War ain't about one land against the next. It's poor people die so the rich cash check.
Listen and stay together in bed.
Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Okay, you're listening to Disorderly Conduct, right?
Oh, my bad, my bad. Vince of the Bay back here with you, unmuted now for your pleasure. And I thank Moxie for covering my ass there for a quick second. Ken Moore's here with me, and now we have VMAC. What's up, VMAC?
This is Dr. Martin Luther King, and I have a speech for what Obama said. This has been prophesied for over 2,000 years. From the mountaintop to Brokeback Mountain, gay, straight people, fetish people can stand together and hold hands and fight for our country. No matter if they're wearing pink, black or blue, or brown. This is all our country. Thank God. Hallelujah. From the shores of Iwo Jima to the Pride Fest in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. All I can say in the words of Obama is yes, we can. Yes, we can. And yes, he did. Thank you.
Thank you. Very nice.
That was beautiful. Very, very spirited. Thank you, VMAC. So what else is on your mind, dude?
Still a little pressed about my Bears losing. I can't shake it off. I think I need to go to rehab. I think I need
Too
to
bad.
Go to... I'm hungover. I just can't shake it. The Packers beat us in our backyard, and they're beating up on my quarterback. I don't know what to do, Vince. Help me, help me, help me.
Well, first of all, you got to get rid of Cutler. Just let him go. Addition by subtraction. Rid of that dude. I don't know why they traded for him in the first place. This guy's terrible.
We gave up the farm for this dude, man. We gave up 2 first-round picks, 3rd-round picks, and the 2 first-round picks that we gave up, they're being productive in the NFL right now. They didn't give Kyle Orton enough chance to groom, because you see this guy, since he's been with the Denver Broncos, then had 13 300-yard passing games since he's been there. He would have been a projected first-round pick if he wouldn't have hurt his shoulder in a game versus Wisconsin when he was playing for Purdue. He still holds the record of throwing the most touchdowns without any interceptions in college football. When they got Orton, I was excited. They didn't give him a chance to grow. And now they went and got this guy the most hated guy, arguably, in the NFL. And even though he was hurt, I give him credit. He may was hurt. But you're only going to get so many chances. Put on a knee brace. Man up. You know what I mean? The Bears don't go to the NFC Championship every year. We're not the Steelers. We're not the Colts. We're not, you know, the Patriots. And in a minute, we're not about to beat the Packers because the Packers have a young, good team, and they're going to make a lot of appearances in the playoffs and probably the NFC Championship game. I would have put a knee brace on there and did it. And the bad thing is that our third-string quarterback almost came in there and pulled the Tom Brady when Bledsoe got hurt. If he would have made those key mistakes, it would probably been a totally different game. We probably saw our first overtime rule game that when they, you know, went over to the new rules, if he would have made those mistakes being antsy and trying to win. You know, and that makes him look even worse because he was rattled. He couldn't do anything. And here comes your third-string quarterback. I mean, 10-point passes, running. And at first I was happy about getting Cutler. 85% I'm going to give up on them. The only reason I'm not going to give up on them total events is because he was very productive down there in Denver when he had an offensive line and a number one receiver. The Bears do not have a good offensive line nor a number one receiver. If they go get Santonio Holmes or Braylon Edwards, you know, or Williams out of Dallas and fix the offensive line, and he still sucks, it's time just to cut our losses and go elsewhere. But I would like to see a team around him first because he was a very good quarterback when he was in Denver. His attitude sucked, but when he had offensive line that blocked for him and he had Brandon Marshall, he was a very good quarterback. So go get those two things before I give up on him totally because he do have an arm, you know, and he can run and he can move in the pocket, but it's hard. Me and you both know, Vince, it's hard to win when you're on your back all the time. And it's only one quarterback in the league. Brett Favre used to do it. Kelway used to do it. But there's only one quarterback that's active in the league that can get sacked 10 times and still win the game, and that's Ben Roethlisberger. We had Aaron Rodgers rattled that second half. If they could have somehow prevented him from scoring those touchdowns in the first half, it would have been a different story. He was rattled because quarterbacks don't like getting hit like that. You know, so I'm not going to give up on them totally because you got to look at the overall situation. We don't have no cornerback. Offensive line is horrible. We have three receivers that may be 6'1 with heels on. You take the heels off at 5'11. Hester is not a number one receiver. Johnny Knox is a slot receiver. He's a Wes Welker. Earl Bennett is an average possession receiver. You know, they had a chance to go get Anquan Boldin, Santonio Holmes, and Brandon Marshall, and they didn't go do it. And Jay Cutler, on record, Google it, lobbied to get
Google is your friend.
Brandon Marshall. But they didn't do it. So, hey. You know, so I'm not going to give up on them totally, man. You know, me personally, I would have went out there and played. I would have told him to slap a knee brace on. And just go out there and play. But, hey, he was sucking. I think that's a lot of reason why he didn't go out there. And it is what it is. And, hey, we lost to the better team. Simple as that. The Packers not no joke. They're just, even though I hate them to the pit of my gut, hey, Aaron Rodgers is an up-and-coming MVP of the league. Their defense is young and ferocious. They have to work on their running game a little bit. That starts to do. He's a one-year wonder. I'd like to see him do that 2 or 3 years. But they need another running back. But the Packers are here to stay. Point blank, period. And the
Bingo, dude. You said it, dude. Blank, blank, period. That's what I'm talking about. That's some serious verbal ventilation, my brother. We're going to take a time out. Why don't you cool off a second? I am really psyched on the searing insight into the Chicago Bears' current situation coming up in their next season. But apparently most folks aren't really interested in talking about that because
Well, quite frankly, the Super Bowl's right around the corner, and the Pro Bowl. That'll be interesting to see how that turns out. Looking forward to doing a special Pro Bowl show or what do you call it, Super Bowl show with Cowpoke and President Clinton. I'm sure they're going to put on something spectacular. I hope I'm not Patriot Gregging. All right, here's some verbal ventilation. We'll be right back.
On my way to the church, questioning my self-worth. I've been down too long, my faith is not so good, but my anger is strong. On the verge of losing my home, but job is scary. Asking the state for help, I feel so embarrassed. My independence I cherish, I'm about to lose. The devil telling me I'm smart and dressed for evil and use it. I won't confuse it, I'm a good man. The more I fight, the more I'm sinking in this quicksand. Is this God's plan or some bad karma? I push my chick away, cause I'm afraid I might karma. I leaned on my mama, but I broke her back. My hustle game sucks, I can't flip a sack. I try so hard to put my city on the map, but folks ain't ready, I'm just spitting the facts. This ain't faith, the realest song I ever wrote. Now leave with happiness, and the north I hope. Asking the Lord, am I forsaken as I breathe through this mic?
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince in the Bay back here for another 20 minutes with Ken Moore, Moxie, and our good friend from the Milltown, the Mill Nation, VMAC.
What's up, man? And you know something? That guy, somebody idiots and loyalty. If you're a true patriot, you're loyal to your country. To Beverly Hills, all the way down to the bottom of Compton. You know what I'm saying? You know, you loyal to all the way from Alaska all the way to Bed-Stuy. That's a true patriot. You want everyone to do well. You try your best to, well, whatever you can do to assist your country in doing well. You don't talk bad or do anything. A true patriot doesn't matter what color you are, because he bleeds the red, white, and blue. And if you live here and you're legal, you're going to go back anybody, no matter what color, shape, form, size, or creed. That's a true patriot. There's a lot of fake and half patriots out here, but anybody that's true, true means you will try to help and back anybody. You know, a lot of the middle class, quote unquote, or upper class, that's all they care about. They don't care about Jenny that's staying in a trailer home. They don't care about Keisha that's staying in a Section 8 home. All they care about themselves. That's all they care about. And they think people being lazy and doing everything, but it's structured the way it's been structured. It's been structured that way for years. Three phases. It's always going to be poor people. Everybody can't be rich. There's always going to be people that's impoverished and uneducated because of the circumstances that they're around. Everybody can't be a college graduate. It would be nice for that to happen, but if you don't have the proper tools and the motivation to do it, and sometimes your environment takes you out of those places, because I've been there, I lived around it, and if a true patriot doesn't care about those people, and trying to help those people, you're not a patriot, you're a fucking fraud. It would be nice for everyone to invest in Wall Street. Sure, it would be. But you tell me somebody that's living in the hood, that's scraping pennies, working at fucking McDonald's, and trying to get a degree, and even though if they get the degree, it's not a guarantee they're going to get a job to take that money and put it into Wall Street, it's not going to fucking happen. But a true patriot would care about all of that. They would care about the community center that's being closed on a daily, where teens can't even go tell nobody their problems, where there's a lot of, you know, broken homes and there's no one to assist them. A true patriot would care about that. But all they care about is what's going on in the headlines, and they just polarize it. So for those type of people, man, they can kiss ass, and they're fake. And that's it.
Right on, man. That was awesome. VMAC. All right, I got to bring on another caller here. From the 415, I think this might be 50 rubles. What's going down, 50 rubles?
Oh, nothing. Made some chicken soup today. Hello?
Nice. Comrade,
oh, yeah, yeah.
50 rubles. Comrade, 50 rubles, ladies and gentlemen. Let's welcome him to the program.
Yeah. I made dumplings. First time I tried to make dumplings, I made some dumplings.
That sounds good. I'm hungry.
Yeah, it was good, dude. You can try. I'll save some for you.
All right. I got a message from Brianna. Tell her I got it, and I'm going to get back to her.
Yeah, you can call her tomorrow or whenever.
Yeah. We'll take care of that offline. But so that's it. Any garnishment? any side dishes? Any hors d'oeuvres? What else do you have?
Any
a bottle of wine or anything? All right. I think we might be having some technical difficulties here.
Patriot Greg.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, 50 rubles. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
You were Patriot Gregging there for a second.
Oh, sorry.
Are you familiar with that term? That term means like your audio is like all jacked up. It's like the safe word. Instead of saying,
hey, dude, your audio's high through the tweeters.
I'm sorry?
Bass to the bottom, high through the tweeters.
Exactly.
Yeah, hey, what's happened on Twitter today?
Patriot Greg.
Anything good?
Where?
Was it a good show?
What show?
Your radio show.
Oh yeah, it's still going on. It's been a good show. Yeah, we've been having a good time.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll check in and give you another kitchen report.
All right, appreciate it. There you go, comrade.
Okay.
50 rubles.
All right, and say hello to the Vince in the Bay Nation. In the Bay.
That's right.
All right, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Later. 50 rubles, ladies and gentlemen. Comrade, 50 rubles. Wow, what a show. What a show. Ken Moore, are you alive?
Yes, I am.
Do you have anything to share with us?
Patriot Greg seems to be upset about that.
Whoa, speaking of Patriot Greg. Hey, Moxie, are you Patriot Gregging too, or am I Patriot Gregging? Or...
You sound good to me.
All right, because Ken, yeah, sorry, Ken, you're Patriot Gregging. I'll tell you who is not Patriot Gregging. It's Patriot Greg. That's right. He's not called in right now. All right. Let's do a little chat room. Shout out to Boston Ant, Goofy Bone, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, Moxie, Patriot Greg, and Thunderdad. Yeah, we're partying. I got B-Mac here with me. Moxie, who sounds like she's doing coke off of a doorknob.
That was not me. That was Ken Moore.
Whatever. Somebody was doing a rail off of something, and it sounded weird.
Not me.
All right, you're the only one unmuted. That's kind of weird, but sure. Okay. All right, somebody's vibrator's on. Somebody's vibrator needs to be silenced. Thank you. I'm not going to name names, but that was obviously like a little pocket rocket. Thank you.
So what?
I'm just saying. All right, don't everybody jump into the conversation at once here. I have a full panel here of guests.
All right. But hey, let's go back to the Super Bowl. Hey, I got the Steelers by 10.
You got the Steelers by 10? What's the over-under?
2.5.
2.5?
Yeah.
I think the Steelers are going to win, and I'll take the under.
You got a feeling the Patriots going to win? You got a feeling the Packers going to win?
No, I think the Steelers are going to win in a very close matchup. It's going to be a defensive game. The Steelers are going to pull it off. And I want to
take this opportunity to welcome now our good friend, the one angry Jew. What a do, Jew.
Nobody cares who's going to win. It's the end of the world.
Yes.
Thank you for showing up and saving me from more
football. You know, I the boy says to me, he says, oh, come sleep with me. Come go sleep with me. And so I did. I thought, all right, I'll get up. 2:48.
Mm-hmm.
And at least it's quiet.
Yeah,
I had all hell breaking loose here.
Oh yeah. Well, it's always like that. That kid's always running. You gotta let that kid out of the house, dude.
It's tough. There's a foot and a half of snow out there.
He was outside.
Have him go out there and shovel it for you.
He'd still be doing it. What are you talking about? It was a blizzard until about 2 hours ago. Oops, I thought I lived in Dallas. Oh shit.
Well, no, you live in Dallas. You're just visiting. It's part of your cover.
Well, I'm visiting everywhere. Yeah, but, there's a foot and a half of snow out there. It's like there's some guy that's going to... And Mexicans are hard to find out here. You may think that Mexicans you can find is about anywhere.
Hey, Goofy. Goofy? Yeah, you should migrate.
Oh, my God.
Hey, where is Goofy? You got Goofy in there? Yeah, you got Goofy. See if Goofy can come out here to Philly. Yeah, finding Mexicans is difficult out here. You know, you got to know where to look.
Yeah.
But, some guy who's Irish who has a landscaping business will pick up about 4 or 5 Mexicans, and they'll do it all day. Man, I wouldn't want to be doing that work.
We have another person here, and I...
Ask Goofy, though, how he is in shoveling snow. He's pretty good shoveling shit. He might be good with the snow.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go to another caller here. I got a 111. All right, you're on the air.
You know what? I appreciated that.
That was it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I love you, too. Hello. Hey, who's that?
Hi.
Hey.
Is this the marijuana debate room?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, this is the marijuana debate room. What would you like to talk about?
I want to buy some weed.
You want sativa or indica?
Whatever.
All right.
Have you ever tried teabag?
I haven't heard of that strain before. All right, well.
I want the Kobe Bryant one.
The Kobe Bryant. Oh, you mean the Kobe Kush?
Kobe Bryant Kush.
Yeah, the Kobe Kush. There you go, baby.
Get his credit card.
We can do that for you. Would you like an eighth or an ounce or a gram or what are we talking about here? What kind of a pound? I mean, what are we looking at here?
4 pounds.
4 pounds, my God, sister. All right, what kind of deal you want to look into cut here? What are you looking to do? 4 pounds.
What if I was a cop?
I'm
what
sorry?
If we were a cop?
Hey, I'm not a
cop. Never mind.
Hey, relax. Nobody's a cop here. Nobody's a cop here. Come on,
sure?
We're just people talking, all right? Relax.
It's a credit card number.
All right, hey, wait a second. You know, it's getting late. We're almost ready to shut down. You know how I know? Because the fucking janitor's here. Hey, Goofy, what'd it do?
You got a janitor at your house?
No, for my radio show, bitch.
I do a radio show in my bedroom, bitch.
All right,
no,
wait,
you don't, you lying little tramp. Get the fuck out of here.
Look at my shit, motherfucker.
Oh, no, yeah, that was...
Get out of here!
That was the mess.
Hey, dude.
That's pretty amazing.
I told you it's easier to find a Mexican out there when you need one.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the janitor of BTR. Your compadre and my comrade in arms here on BTR, Goofy Bone. And that's Goofy
Thank
Bone,
you.
Singular. Goofy Bone, singular. I'm sorry.
I hate
it
when Calpo goes Goofy Bone.
People think Goofy Bones. Oh, hey, Goofy Bone.
Yeah.
No, it's Goofy Bone. Okay,
Goofy,
Goofy Bone.
Bone.
Yeah.
Find them.
Singular.
Hey, Goofy?
Yeah, I can.
Aren't you supposed to be in bed? Don't you have to be standing out in front of the Home Depot before
No, I work at Blog Talk Radio as the janitor, you dumb shit. Didn't you hear what Vince just said?
That's your night job.
That's your night job.
Oh, I didn't know.
Kenmore, you got some serious Patriot Greg action going on, bro. You might want to re-plug into your whatever thing you got USB'd in there.
Not only that, you got Patriot Greg.
Yeah. It was not Patriot Greg.
Well, which is very confusing.
I don't got nothing, man. You got a real wire hanger? Isn't that a real wire hanger?
Oh.
What does he do?
We're trying to break into cars right now.
No, I thought you were going to do an abortion.
I haven't heard that one in a while, dude. Wow.
You haven't done that one in a while either, have you?
No, I've never. Unfortunately, I'm one of the intelligent Mexicans. I use a rubber in all my encounters.
Really?
Unlike you don't know how to put one on.
Well, I still got one running around, so I can tell you one time it didn't work.
Well, all I know is shit happened.
That's right, Captain.
Great deal. I know it. Shoot, man.
Speaking of which, what is the absence of the DD and the BC and the...
No, they had early shows.
And the CL? No, they didn't.
Well, no, BC had his show early. No, BW.
BW, huh? But what about the CL?
The hell's CL?
That'd be Corey. I have a feeling somebody picked up Corey.
No, dude. Corey is... He's trolling over at Debbie's show. Just every other night he calls in there and cries about
something. There was no DG show tonight. But I think...
Vince, you know those numbers you gave me, Vince?
What?
Oh, I had some... I did great. I found them back. Oh, they were pissed.
Thank you. Very nice.
And thank you, Vince.
What the hell is he talking about?
The little kid that...
Don't worry about it.
And his mom answered the phone.
Yeah.
Get closer to your mic.
There?
Yeah, it's better.
Oh, God. Well, yeah. I talked to the mom. I told the mom the whole story and everything like that. No, the kid's going to get it when he gets home, so.
What are you talking about?
See, Jew, you got to be around. You're too busy holding everybody's fucking hand.
I was sleeping with my boy, so you go to sleep. Shut up.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the other day on the show, Vince had a troll call in.
Oh, yeah.
Vince called him back, and the mom answered.
Oh,
she hung up.
Why do you know the mom answered?
I called today, and the mom
answered. It was a female. It was either the mom or the sister or somebody.
It was the mom.
And what'd she say?
Oh, nothing. Just basically said, did you know your kid is doing this and disrupting different radio stations that they could sue you? Did you know that? I got it all riled up.
No, that's...
Hey, Goofy Bone, I have a serious question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you like crack whore?
Over easy. No,
Patriot Greg.
Crack whores are bad whores. They're deteriorating. You want something that's fresh.
You know what? Now I just figured out why Patriot Greg does hang around this show. He thinks all this stuff is code. I can see him madly writing it down on the tablet somewhere, trying to figure out what... Okay, they said crack whore at 2 o'clock, and they said goofy at 3. What could that mean? I could see him figuring out all this stuff.
Well, you know he's on here because
Don't give him more of a hint than he already needs, bro. He's already on.
He doesn't need much.
And they were dealing drugs.
Patriot Greg.
Patriot Greg. Hey, Ben.
Hey, this is Patriot Greg. Can I change my name to Colored Man Mac?
No, you stay right the way where you are.
All right. Hey, we're you guys stay right there. I'm going to say goodbye to my live listeners, especially Patriot Greg. all right. So here, in case you missed it, Jew, I don't know if you heard this earlier, but here it is again.
Yeah.
Check it out, Patriot Greg intro to my show. From now on, this is what I'm going to play. And sayonara, live listeners, check me out tomorrow, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to...
My name's Larry O'Connor.
...fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Not a whole lot going on.
We on the network?
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow.
That was
neither.
Nor can more.
He should have been more specific.
Patriot Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
It's not. It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the Troll Wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the Troll Wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ. Turn them off! These people are idiots.
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Bitch the bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up!
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Is that Vincent the gay or what?
Vince is
gay.
Vince is not gay.
That's right.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Cactus.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Vince is a slump troll.
Thine is a kingdom. And the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh my God.
29-99-69. Merci de nous rappeler.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go! Los ganadores del cielo oyentes eléctricos.
All right, guys. Welcome to the Mega Show portion of the program. This is where we go and we crash Pinko Commie-ass, Pinko the Bear, who's playing some gay Pinko-ass fucking Michael Franti spearhead bullshit. So let's check that out in progress. And then you tell me if we should raise our hands, all right? I should make fun of Michael Franti. He's a good guy. So he's gay. Which I am not. I am not gay. Here I come, I'm coming, 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 I'm coming, yo, I'm coming, oh God, I'm coming, oh God, I'm coming, coming, coming.
Yes, It is Pinko the Bear Show, welcome to the show. Yeah, you would be you, and we're all happy about that.
Listen, the most benign host on radio.
This is the place you come late night to get the truth, to get the things that you need. You can't always get what you
want. Give it to us, dude. As
you come see me, Pinko the Bear, up late like this,
brilliant.
I'll be your pusher, man. I'll get you what you need. I'll get you the
Patriot
truth.
Greg.
And if I don't know the truth about a certain thing, I won't tell you that I know it. I won't just make stuff up. I won't just repeat things that
but
I
you will anyways.
On my favorite radio stations, on my favorite TV stations. I don't do that. I tell you the truth. And occasionally, I'll make a mistake.
Take it away, Pinko.
Speak.
Go
and I always like to set the record straight when I do that. So let's just set the record straight. Yesterday,
let's
when
do
I
it.
Was deconstructing the
network.
State of the Union
do you
show,
like morbidly
State
or
of the Union performance.
Or
I
do.
I miss.
I do. I like the round women.
I said that he.
I do. I like voluptuous.
He was going to freeze. Domestic spending. For
who is it?
5 years,
for the and
I was going to say $700 billion.
You know
I stopped at that because,
no, actually,
you know,
I
considering
don't.
The actual
Debbie knows what I'm talking
deficit,
about. Guy Baffles knows what I'm talking about.
$5 trillion, which is $135,000 billion.
Shut up! No, you shut up! All right? We're trying
considering
to
how big the deficit is, $700 billion
again.
Over 10 years is nothing.
What?
Turns out,
this
it's less than nothing. I got the number wrong. I misheard it.
Hey,
I wrote it down wrong.
Clean out the
I did
fucking
something.
Trash
it's not
right?
$700 billion over 10 years. It's only $400 billion.
I need ice
tea.
I'll be back.
So
come
I
on, break.
To set the record straight.
Hey, we got a great little cross section of America here. We got a Jew.
I'm not infallible.
We got a Negro. We got a Mexican.
Yesterday, if you didn't hear the show. I pretty
we got
much
a
spent
female,
the
we got a
two Lincoln, hours
and we got a libertarian,
Ken
Moore. So we're
and,
good.
And a black female,
and kind of,
don't forget.
A black lesbian female.
Giving my take
female.
On what the State
yeah.
of the Union should
yeah.
have.
I'm
an
Indian.
We're a rainbow tribe, aren't we?
I thought it was, I think it's worth
pushing one. Good slice of humanity right here.
Push one.
And
by the way,
we're the people. Oh, yeah.
It's about an hour after they're done. So anybody who's missed a show or wants to hear more? On a subject, just flip through them. Download them.
What the hell is he talking about?
Good stuff.
Yeah, what the hell are we
good
on?
Stuff. Stuff you're not going to get on commercial radio because on commercial radio they're not allowed.
Tell us about commercial radio and not commercial radio,
yeah,
please.
We got some liberals on the radio. We've got some good ones. We've got Tom Hartman.
Patriot Greg.
Randy Rhodes, Norman Goldman. We've got Mike Malloy. There's a handful, just a handful.
And Patriot Greg, of course.
But they never can come out and attack capitalism. They can never come out and tell you the actual truth about capitalism, imperialism.
Oh, except for you. Except
they can't
you.
Come out against the wars.
Yeah,
they just can't.
Somebody press one.
If
my one doesn't work.
They'll be pulled. That's why we need the internet radio, and that's why we need to keep the internet the net neutrality, which we'll probably lose in the coming years.
We need net neutrality.
We'll see. That'll be a fight.
Wasn't the internet created by the government?
So I was listening to everybody. I'm going to spend a little bit more time on the State of the Union, but not like I did yesterday. Just a little bit more.
Oh, I got the State of the Union.
I was
listening
to all
the Union. 2 years after the worst recession most of us have ever known.
CBS, MSNBC. I even turned to Fox for just a little while.
Just for a snitch, right?
Ill, and I had to get rid of it. But actually, I felt ill listening to MSNBC, too.
But
all of these clowns, these asshats, these talking head gas bags, asking the wrong questions, all ignoring the obvious, all just there.
Oh, my God, this guy's going to make me puke.
Look, we're on the left. No, look, we're on the right. The whole left.
Look, we're in the middle.
Completely.
No, wait, we're upstairs now.
Designed to keep you.
Look, we're down the street.
Designed to keep you mad at the other side. Designed to keep you looking
at the other side.
Instead of looking where you should be looking, where the real enemy is. The real enemy is not left or right or far left. Or.
Oh, my God. Blobbity, bloobity, blobbity.
Before I found out who the real enemy was.
I apologize, people. That was my bad.
That type of show makes me want to be friends with the Jew.
Oh, God. Yeah, please, talk to us, Jew.
Come on.
All right, let's try Granny Tranny. Granny Tranny's got to be good, right? Granny Tranny?
Oh, yeah.
Granny Tranny. All right, let's check it out. Oh, Lady Slug is in this.
Granny.
Oh, this is the remnants of the Flawless Crew. Right? Is that what this
is? Idiot. That's what I deal with, man. On a daily basis, I deal with idiots.
Are you telling me that it is? Wow. And what remnants are it? It's me, Ken Moore, Lady Slugga, and Granny Tranny. All right. I take that back. Who's Granny Tranny? I don't even know who that is. I thought that was a flawless person.
I thought so, too, actually.
All right, fine. Cupid's psychic aim. Let's go there.
What happened? I'm trying to get into Granny Tranny.
I don't think Granny. I don't know about Granny Tranny. Let's try. There's some chicks over here.
What y'all?
We're totally going here. We're totally going to Cupid's psychic aim.
Call
for
in and we'll
sure.
Just keep changing people talking.
Yeah, we will.
Fuck with them.
No, you know what I'll do? It's like I'll call in. I'll be like, hey, hang on. Let me put my brother Ken on for a second. And then Ken will go for a little while. And they'll go like, hey, do you mind a second? I can put my sister on. And then, like, Moxie will take over. And the Moxie will be like, hey, do you mind? I'm going to put the janitor on for a second. And then Goofy, you start talking in Mexican. Hey, my drug dealer's here. Say, hey, my drug dealer's here. And you give it to VMAC. And the VMAC, you say, hey, dude, I got a client here. And you give it to the Jew. And the Jew says, hey, who the fuck are you? Or whatever. And then
the Jew
right,
is
a
Jew whore.
All right, here we go. Cupid. All right. we've already infiltrated the chat room. All right, here we go. We're going in. Oh, that's right. We're doing this. This is your mega show, folks. Where we go in fucking commando style. Who are you talking to? All right. I'm sorry, VMAC. You're going to be muted for a second there. I'm going to get myself together here. Let's take a break here and get a quick word from one of our sponsors.
Kraft Homestyle Macaroni and Cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
Thank you, very nice.
All right, so I'm going to try to get into the Cupid Psychic Aim show.
That sounds so awesome.
I think it'll be pretty cool. Let me wait, if I can just figure out how to do this. All right.
There's only 17 minutes left.
Oh, plenty of time. Plenty of time. Here we go. All right, dialing in. Some dialing music, please. Ooh, pardon me. Where's the burp button?
To speak to the host,
please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Where you start somebody press 1. You know, I wonder why she cut a little bit of ties with me. And it kind of opened, I feel like he'll open up a little bit more. I don't see him opening completely. I don't see him opening up completely towards you.
How does that work
but
anymore?
I see him opening up
I see him opening up about 75%.
I think it's going to make you a whole hell of a lot more sexy and attractive. You don't even have to say that to him.
She sounds kind of cute.
Like, what? Will blow his mind saying, okay, you know, I've seen what you've got here, and it's not enough for me, so give me a call when and if you're ready,
exactly.
And I'll see where I'm at then. Sorry.
Exactly. No, you're totally right. I agree with you.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to that extreme, but she's completely right.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. I'm not trying to endorse anyone saying yes to you to anyone, but you know what?
No,
you get my point, your attitude. You know, like, I don't need this. Next.
I'll take
you know?
That endorsement.
Huh?
Next. Yes, that's me. I'm next. Hello.
So
hi there.
Thanks for calling in again, honey. Good luck.
Thanks.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're so ready.
Hello.
Oh, that was a fun call.
That was.
Yeah.
That was
yeah, I think a lot of, and I see this a lot with my clients, and Jeremy, you might see this
Ooh,
a lot
clients.
With yours, too.
Oh, really?
People
what
get
kind
so
of,
emotionally
whoa,
caught up
going?
In their feelings
here.
About the other person that they forget that the more attached you become or seemingly become, the less attractive Ooh. You become.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Really?
You know?
Really? No.
Right.
No,
it's a shame.
I can't.
I'm
uh-uh.
not endorsing
nope.
people treating each other like you know what, but when you're too nice or you're too supportive or you're too there and they get comfortable
these
with that,
people
it's
are
really
idiots.
Hard to establish that boundary later. You should really address it up front.
They're all
that,
idiots.
Really needed sometimes
wow.
in most cases, too.
Yeah. Okay, we've got 14 minutes left. What was that, Matthew?
I said a reality check is better into the
hello?
Sometimes you need to knock people down a peg.
My name's Larry O'Connor.
They know that they are human beings, not gods.
not a whole lot going on.
Absolutely. Well, we've got another caller on the line here, Kasha, so let's get to her. Hello, Kasha.
Hi,
hello.
Amy. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm
oh,
actually
my
doing
God.
Great, and listening to your show is making me do even better. You guys are awesome.
Ooh.
Thank you so much
oh, really?
For being up
What's
so
it making
late
you do exactly?
making my phone call.
Even better?
Thank you.
AKA
Thank you so much. How can we help?
Making you come.
I also have a love question, and, you know, I've kind of had an issue with my ex-boyfriend the way the last previous caller did. I kind of sprinkled him all up in sugar. And I made him be, in my mind, a better person than he actually was.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
then I snapped out of
Maybe
it.
Maybe you're actually a worse person in your mind,
totally
in reality, than you really
person,
are in your
I just
mind.
Made him to be that for such a long time.
Greg.
I was a kind of a prisoner to my own vision of him. But now I finally found someone, well, I don't know, that's what I'm calling you about. I want you to tell me about the new guy that... Is
yeah,
the,
that's me,
he
honey.
Seems to be great. And,
no, forget
losing
the hero. Get with the hero.
No,
it's Vincent LeBay.
Oh, okay.
Come on down, sister. There's plenty of room
and,
on my panel.
I'm kind of
my
excited
panel,
about
I mean.
Him.
Bush wants somebody.
Yet.
The round table I have here with my,
all the right move.
My panelists.
Okay, let's just take a look at Frankie. Let's see, Frankie.
Frankie, what do you got, a Rolodex there? What are you doing? Hello?
Okay,
I
would get
love
to know this
you.
Guy a little bit better. Not saying there's anything that's coming up as, you know, big red flags. I just see the two of you are very
Other
different.
Than he's a loser.
When we start off here.
Hello?
I'm getting, he's a little bit, the way he handles things, I just get a little air of avoidance with him. Meaning pinning him down will be a little
oh
bit difficult.
My
you, on the other hand,
God.
Are very direct, very upfront, very honest, very blunt. And when I say blunt, I'm not saying that.
Hey, good, you got blunt, right?
But, you know, just very to the point. You know, what you see is what you get. So you're saying you're like polar opposites here. But let me look.
Enough of the theater talk.
A little bit more here.
How is she doing?
She's going through a little bit of depression. That's coming up here, too.
Yeah, later. All right, that was no fun. All right, so, Ju, what else did we miss out on in this day in BTR?
Well, he's sitting
okay.
There, obviously.
I guess he's with us, but not with us. All right, screw it. I'm going to go over and check out Iconoclast show.
Let's call him. Call him, Vince.
Well, let's see what he's talking about first. No calls, no talk. Let's see if he's already talking. Oh, if Constantine's in there, the last time Constantine was on there, he got Iconoclast got Constantine to question his sexuality, or more or less. All right, Moxie, are you still there?
Yes, I am. That.
I'm sorry. Are we keeping you from something?
No, I'm multitasking.
Yeah, I figured that. Jew,
yeah.
You're probably doing the same, huh? I still have the Jew on the line. What?
Hang on.
Hello.
He's talking to me on Skype, so yeah, he's
on
his desk.
Oh, my God.
All right. And Goofy's here technically too, but Goofy, I think, is boning his lady friend.
No, I'm here. My friend, he locked his keys outside of his car.
Whatever that was.
That's,
my friend locked
I think
his keys outside
wanna,
of the car, so we're trying to break in.
Huh?
You want to lock your keys outside of the car.
Or inside of the car, yeah.
No, inside.
Come on, I can't say the right words.
Patriot Greg.
El coche.
Greg.
El coche.
Oh,
hey,
guys, we need another code word.
And I didn't get to go to the gym tonight.
Why? Why?
It's a foot and a half of snow out there.
We've got a great code word. It works perfectly fine.
For something else.
Oh, for something else. What's the other thing?
I just typed it to Ken Moore.
Well, that's helpful.
I'm not even in my own chat room anymore.
There you go.
My chat room's still open.
Go down. Go down. To the push in. Push in. Push in. Now turn around.
I am.
Turn
I'm
around.
In harder,
turn it around.
Faster,
no, turn it
harder,
around.
Faster.
The other way. Turn it around facing me.
Well, that explains a lot.
Wow.
Turn it around, face towards me.
Oh, you like
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you guys. Goofy's also a porn director.
Got it. So, as you see, I'm a pimp. I know how to. I turn it around, face towards me. And boom. Yeah, I know, you had to do that. Oh, you guys were live? Did you guys hear I was broken in my friend's car?
Yeah.
Okay,
that was pretty hot.
All right, later. Go get some blunt.
All right, late. Yeah, let's...
No. Where are we going? Are we going anywhere?
Late.
Vince, are we done?
Yeah, this is it. It's over, dude. We're gonna put
no,
it one
on,
down.
No, come on, Vince. You're the number one show on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, yeah, and I have to take a time out and get back to life, and then I come back tomorrow night on the...
Gosh, forgot about all right. Life.
All right, here we go. We're gonna let's call into Iconoclast show real quick, see what that's all about. Oh, boy, here we go. Here we go, dialing into the Iconoclast program. It's doesn't look like he has a specific topic, so I think it's safe to call in. see what's going on here.
Can somebody press one this time?
Well, somebody can just. Well, let's see. Let's monitor the conversation here and see what.
Host, please press one at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
I find it to be a good thing. Anyway, but I was going to talk about Obama's. Was saying he's actually, the people at Obama's camp are saying he's going to jump into the whole gun control debate soon. And I'm not really sure where he stands on gun control, whether he's for it or against it or in the middle or what. I'll tell you what my feeling is on gun control. I feel that people should have the right to carry a gun. I don't think most people need a gun, but I think that people should have the right to carry it. And I think that also that people who apply for a gun or whatever should actually have a better background check. A lot of people who have background checks on their gun when they buy a gun or get a gun or apply for a license they're pretty weak. They're not very great, you know. So they really need to have interstate communication and files and that sort of thing. Otherwise, it's going to be, you know, people are going to get guns that shouldn't really have them. Hey, Vince, what's up? What's up? Hey, Ken. Hey, Jew. Who are you talking about, one angry Jew? Oh, we're talking about Obama hates guns? Okay. Well, I mean, look, the truth is, in my opinion about guns, is look, guns are in and of themselves meant to kill people. They're used to kill people and for protection. But I agree with guns. I agree that you should be able to have them, but I don't believe that everyone should be able to have them. And I absolutely do not agree that you should have semi-assault weapons and things like that. You know, and like things with, you know, clips that hold 30 rounds or whatever. It's just ridiculous for an average person to have. They should just not have them at all unless you're in the military or something. I mean, I don't even think that that's, you know, totally, oh, Jude wants to talk now. Great. Well, Jude, since I have nothing else to do, I'll take your call. Hold on.
That's right. Do me a favor.
I am. Go ahead. Speak.
Boy, do you need a good smack. What did I just hear come out of your mouth? I can't believe it.
What
did I hear you? What did I hear you say about guns and who should be able to have them? Who made you the gun czar?
What did you think I just said? What do you think I said to you?
Well, I thought I heard. Oh well, people should be able to carry guns, but should be more stricter about who can carry them and testing them or something like that.
Yeah, I think people who have mental issues should not carry a gun. I think people who have been proven to have killed people with guns should not have a gun.
What other tests do you want to have?
Pardon me?
What other tests do you want to have?
Those are the two tests, I think. Yeah. And I also think, as I said before, that I think machine guns in the hands of an average person is just ridiculous.
Why?
You don't need it. Because you need it. You don't need it. If you need guns, I believe, you probably believe you should be able to have a gun. You can correct me if you don't believe this. But you probably
what is the reason for gun ownership
that you should be able to have a gun. That's what I'm getting to.
What is
you
the
probably
reason
believe
ownership?
That you should be able to have a gun not only for protection, but probably just to kill somebody because you don't like them. I don't know. I don't believe
that's
that.
That's stupid. Come on.
Well, I don't believe that either.
What's the real reason for owning guns?
I feel that I want to have, you know, my guns because I feel that it's for protection. Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
But why do you need a semi-assault weapon to do that?
First of all, I don't understand why you would even ask me to differentiate between one firearm and another. The founding fathers, when they wrote the various constitutions, didn't use the word guns or firearms. You'll notice.
They also didn't have semi-assault weapons when they wrote the Constitution.
Oh, you're missing the point.
No, I'm not.
They didn't use the word.
They
didn't use the word firearm, did they?
What did they say?
They said arms.
Okay.
Now,
so you're saying any kind of arms at all? Swords or
an arm?
Mm-hmm.
No. What is the definition of an arm from that period?
Musket. I don't know.
No.
What?
The legal definition in the legal dictionary, an arm is any weapon that a man may pick up in self-defense. You hear that? Any weapon.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's
any
a sword.
Weapon.
It could be a sword or a knife or whatever, yeah.
It could be a chair.
Mm-hmm.
But the word is
oh boy.
Any
the wags.
I still don't agree
the
with that.
The building.
It was nobody
even if,
thought
even if that was their intention. I don't
that
agree
was
with
their intention. Well, whether you... Well, you know what? Nobody gives a crap whether you agree with it because...
Well, I care. I care. And a lot of people agree with me.
If you don't agree
with it... A lot of people agree with me.
All right. Well, go outside and pick up a sign. If you don't agree with that, then go change the constitutions.
Well, I'd love to.
Well, good luck. You're not going to be able to do it.
The Constitution doesn't have to change in order for people to not have semi-assault weapons or be able to have
them. Sure,
no, it doesn't.
Sure, yeah, it does.
Here comes Bill Wagoner.
Hold on, get another caller. 817, you're on the air.
Hey, John and Class. God bless you, brother. How are you?
You need a good smack, Bill.
I need a good smack.
About guns?
No, a Iconoclast needs a good smack. I'm sure he enjoys it, but he needs one that he wouldn't enjoy.
Only
if
it's in the right place. Only if it's in the right place.
At this point, Ken, I don't even
more guns?
No.
Ken, at this point,
saying,
I don't even care if they take my call.
It's being a hand-wringing baby is what it is.
What the Jew is saying is that he feels that you should be able to have any weapon whatsoever, no matter what it is, because he says the Constitution guarantees us that right, because it's the right to bear arms, as he put it. Whereas I'm saying that even if that's the case, it gives you the right to bear. Even if it gives you the right to bear any kind of arm you want, I'm saying that it shouldn't. I'm saying that not everybody should be able to.
Oh, I don't want to bear assault weapon. No.
Yeah, but also not just that. Listen, people who are actually mentally ill or someone who has murdered someone before, in my opinion, should not have the right to have a gun. That's
amen.
What I would say.
That one.
Okay, you're unmuted
now.
But I was muted. Oh, I see. Yeah. First of all, the Constitution.
Bill Wagner will agree with both of them.
Corey. Okay.
But don't confuse the topic yet.
We will all agree to hate Corey.
Think about Corey, okay? Now, what we won't mention his name on Blog Talk Radio, his actual screen name, but think about Corey. Would you like...
I love that. They only go sailing this because...
I'm sorry, did I say something? That was involuntary.
You're
for a protector screen name.
Anyhow, I'm sorry, I'm kind of class.
Go ahead.
Iconoclast is wrong on so many counts. It's not funny.
Don't make me say something now, one angry Jew, that, you know, the H word, okay? Talk to Lee tonight.
You know what? Lee is, I'll tell you. H
word, Greg.
You might as well start letting everybody know. What does it matter? Lee is the worst. He just
God bless
everybody.
Me. God bless me.
But he tells everybody. What's wrong with
him? Well, Bill, what do you think, though? What were you going to say about the gun thing?
I think that if you are a maniac.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a maniac. Wait a minute, Bill. Aren't you a maniac?
No, you're not.
Here with you from Block Talk Radio and on Steady Daily Badass Network.
If you are mentally ill, meaning that, like you're on some kind of government disability for that kind of problem, say bipolarism, say schizophrenia, say you've been convicted of some kind of crime that is violent. Let's say,
right.
I mean, not domestic violence. Now, domestic violence can be skewed. Okay,
yeah.
Anybody can get convicted of that. But let's say that you just beat and piss out of someone, like, for example, a gay crime.
Greg.
Those rights are out the window. You violated your constitutional right then there because you violated somebody else's constitutional
rights. That's right. Yes. I agree. Good. So you agree with me.
So wrong.
Now, Jude's back. He's saying so wrong. Why is that?
You're all wrong.
Well, tell us why.
You're wrong on so many levels.
I don't want them.
I'll address that. Hold on. But I just ate, which was a lovely thing of yogurt plain.
Lee told me to tell you, by the way.
What's
stop
that?
Sending him pictures of Chinese food now.
Oh, Lee? Well, listen, I had a friend of mine that has a dental phobia. I used to send him pictures of dental surgery all the time.
Jew,
almost
stay on
put
the topic.
Him over the edge. I am.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, again, Jew, let's go back to the topic.
It's Bill.
This is Icon's show. And
all right, let's deal with this one step at a time.
Why am I wrong? Why is he wrong?
Good night,
well,
man.
Let's deal
good
with
night,
this
Mark.
One step at a time. First of all,
later,
the
Ken.
Constitution does not give you any rights whatsoever.
Okay.
You agree with that or disagree with that?
Well,
go ahead.
Okay.
One angry
if
Jew.
You, well, no, hold on,
if
Bill.
We want to go into, if we want to go into the very, 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 very crust of it.
No. It's not the crust of it. It's the heart of it. The Constitution is not a doctrine.
Now they're fighting over
to
metaphor.
You, Bill, or to you, Icona, or to me. The Constitution is a document that was written by the people via their state governments. to the...
You tell them, Jew. You know it, huh?
State government themselves and to the
federal watch, Bill Wagner will agree with
you. It is a government that tells it is a document that tells the federal government or the state, because there are state constitutions, it tells these entities...
Well, wait a minute,
what's that?
Okay, now, if it was not for the federal government... Now, when I spoke in front of the federal government in 2003 and had fame and publicity, everybody up my butt about everything.
How do you find a way to work that out?
Whatever. Okay. If it was not for the federal government being there to have that clarity, everybody that sent an email, including you, Icon Class, including you, wanting you and you, Vincent DeVay, everybody
except
in there right now, they'd all go to prison.
Except for
sure what you're trying to prove. Let me backtrack because you didn't let me finish saying what I'm saying.
I'm trying to say there's a point for the union. That's all I'm trying to say.
Oh, there's a point for the union. There's also a point for the state. The state existed before the United States. The 13 colonies were states. They adopted constitutions, each one of them. The constitutions are not written in words that say, hey, iconoclast, you can carry a gun or you can carry an arm or you have the right to free speech. No, it says to the government, hey, government, you will not infringe on iconoclast's right to free speech. You will not infringe.
California, what about the California Constitution that says that, okay, whoever's in this room is from California, the Constitution of California gets changed and says, okay, you can't own a gun. You can't even own a paintbrush. Then what?
Yeah, and these are people that don't have a fundamental understanding of constitutional law.
No, he's right. He's right, because then what happens then? Does the government therefore intercede then? And what happens then?
Well,
right.
You can, if you want, write a constitution and amend it and ruin it if that's your choice.
Well,
that
who says it's being ruined? You're saying it's being ruined. That's your opinion.
That is my opinion.
But it's not factual.
That's the opinion of the people that wrote all those constitutions.
It has no basis in reality.
No, but that's
the
thing.
Find me. Read the First Amendment to me and then tell me how it's talking to me and not to the government. Evidently, you're having trouble with
this.
Hey, Bill Crystal's on Red Eye tonight.
Come on, I'm going to help you out.
Well I'm going to actually wait a second. Hold on, Jew. Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to bring Constantine on, let him chime in and see what he has to say. Constantine, did you want to say something about the gun control issue?
Is he just not putting us on?
That's the reason why I was calling in. Well, you're getting in a convoluted argument when you talk about the... Oh, hey, how's it going, man? Yeah, well, you know...
Patriot
about
Greg.
The right moment, but here's a question I've got for you. You know,
why is that convoluted?
When you talk about rights of the states and the federal government, people have been arguing that ever since the Constitution's been here, because originally we were the Articles under the Articles of Confederation. Therefore, to some degree, but that's not what I wanted to talk about.
Okay, well, thank you. Go ahead.
Anyway, so here's the deal. You know,
after waiting for the deal.
Yeah, automatic weapons, man. I just don't see necessarily need to, but that's not a question of need. It's a question of a right. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I can understand the argument why you wouldn't need one. What about somebody like me who lives out in West Texas, and it's a cultural thing? We hunt, and we don't hunt for, well... Some people do hunt for fun, but it was never enjoyable for me to kill an animal. I like animals, but it's practical. We eat them.
But you don't need to eat to hunt, though, right? You do not need an Uzi to hunt. We've been hunting for centuries. You don't need an Uzi to hunt.
True. You don't need an assault rifle to hunt.
An Uzi makes it a lot easier.
That entirely. But the thing is, somebody that says gun rights are completely unusable, that kind of goes back to the pioneer days, the days that, everybody used to have guns back in the 1770s. It was normal for a lot of people to have guns.
Background on...
On what?
I'm listening.
On nothing. Never mind.
Bill?
Forget it.
Yes.
You go ahead. Mind. Go ahead.
The reason why it was put
Patriot
in the Constitution in the first place was these reasons. One, deterring un-government. 2, repelling invasion. 3, suppressing insurrection. 4, facilitating the natural right of self-defense. 5, participating in law enforcement. 6, enabling the people to organize a militia system. Now,
okay.
that makes sense to me. That makes sense. You
know, the
whole
Minuteman concept was that. I agree with it, especially on the militia part of it. The other stuff is just kind of more implied, but, you know, I mean, through the documents and the things, I mean, you can pretty much nail down the whole Minuteman concept, you know, meeting state militias and that kind of thing. You know, and of course, what you don't understand, that, you know, the American government until 1787, I believe that's the year, was under the Confederation.
Right.
The federal government wasn't very strong at all. The states had all the rights. A lot of people don't know that. I don't know why they don't. They don't talk about that a lot. So from what you you're talking about, to some degree is true, but I would say
the
Constitution
would be
of 1787, that was signed, kind of took some of that away. Now, rights are implied. Well,
how did it take it away?
I don't see how the right to free speech implies specifically to a state. That would imply a personal right.
That's right. And did you understand what I said when I said it, or do I need to repeat myself again? I'm assuming I do. Now, somehow we went from Bill was going to read the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, because all of you think that you obtain a right via the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. It wasn't written that way.
Protected, I would put it.
That's right. It is an admonition.
It's
an admonition on government, not on you. It doesn't give you a right. It protects the right that existed prior to the existence.
Where do our rights come from, Jew?
Your rights, if you listen to a religious man, come from God.
If you're
not religious, then your rights are the rights of man, what's inherent in every man. They are protected by the constitutions. You know, when you say, oh, please, and you really, honestly, you really don't know what you're talking about.
Jew, you're
talking to somebody that does know what they're talking
Jew,
about.
I'm muting you because you're...
Oh, you're muting
me.
I'm
going to speak again. You're pissing me off. And you know that if you don't let me speak when I want to speak, I'm going to mute you. I'll let you speak in a second.
Patriot Greg.
First of all, you said to me that I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. That's not your exact word. That's what you said. And the thing is that you say you know about everything. It doesn't matter what I talk about. It doesn't matter what topic it is. It could be about gay people. You'll tell me I know less than you do about it. So instead of belittling me, instead of actually attacking me, why don't you try to prove your point calmly and let the other guests speak, and then we could move forward. You're unmuted now.
Oh, how lovely. Did I hurt your feelings?
You didn't hurt my feelings, but you pissed me off. Yeah.
Oh, well, I pissed you off.
So are you
going
to be able to participate in this discussion calmly?
Come on, you can be a great class.
Don't be so angry.
I somehow managed to do shows, Iconoclast, without muting anybody.
Well, that's great for you, but you know what? This is my show. I can do what the fuck I want.
Do you feel threatened by my knowledge?
I don't feel threatened by your knowledge, Jew. I feel threatened by your inability to communicate properly. That's the problem I have with you. And you won't allow another person to make a point. That's what pisses me off. So I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the other two people on the phone with me right now. So go ahead and make your point.
Right. Instead of dancing with everybody at the ball, why don't we deal with one issue at a time instead of trying to dance with everybody?
Because I've heard more than one person at a time, and I want to hear all people's ideas, not just yours. So do you want to make a point, or do you want to continue to belittle me on my own show?
So let's deal with the issue.
Continue.
That statement. Unlike Constantine, I made the statement, and I'm ready to back it up. Now, if you would like to disseminate that, let's do it.
Why don't you just make your point, and we'll move forward from there. Go ahead.
You know, the point is, you don't get a right from the Constitution. The Constitution guarantees the rights that existed prior to the Constitution's existence itself. The federal Constitution is not the be-all, end-all Constitution, because the state constitutions have reserved in the 10th Amendment every single right that they did not give the federal government, or they did not admonish the federal government from being able to do.
the state.
When I hear you be honest now, though, hold on, brother. You know that's not true now.
You're getting into semantics, because in practice,
semantics.
You do get
Lincoln,
those rights.
Lincoln, remember Lincoln now? Lincoln took those rights away from the states. Come on.
Well, Lincoln violated the Constitution in many ways, and the Congress at the time also violated the Constitution. So there was a lot going on there that was.
All right. That about wraps up, kids. I apologize. That was rather boring. Actually, I've heard I've actually heard those exact same people arguing pretty much the exact same thing on a different show. Hell. Well, they just technically did it on my show and Iconoclast show. So hopefully they won't come on here and talk about that on here. I apologize to the podcast listeners who actually listened through all of that. If you're wondering what that was, you were listening to at the end there, that was Iconoclast TX. Excuse me. Out of water. Doesn't matter. I'm wrapping it up. Iconoclast TX has a show called The Gay Guy Clubhouse, and that was what we were listening to. He had the Jew and Bill Wagoner on there and Constantine. I think I'm going to hop over there and check out the end of that. I thank you for checking me out, and I'll check you out again very soon. Right here on Block Talk Radio, it's Vince in the Bay. The Bay in the Bay.
To bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this
Hello.
Channel that you have given us to
My name's Larry O'Connor.
Fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
not a whole lot going on.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Cletus.
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow. That was
neither. Nor can more.
You should have been more specific.
Patriot Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
It's fine. Not. It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the Troll Wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the Troll Wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ. Turn them off! These people are idiots.
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Bitch the bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up!
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Is that Vincent the gay or what?
Vince is
gay.
Vince is not gay.
That's right.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vince at the Bay.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Vince is a slug troll.
For thine is a kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Yarrayme!
Amen.
Yahoo!
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
Represent the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh my God.
Merci de nous rappeler.
We're
on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
These people are idiots.